Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a too big party, man.
Yeah, brother,
like,
stop it. Right on.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And we have a wonderful, phenomenal show for you today, as we always do every single Monday. Good morning, good morning. Hey, Ida Jordan. Hey, good morning, Ida. How are you? Oh, hey, what's up? Senior, how are you? God bless you. I hope you all stay on with me for a while, because I have some very interesting things that we're going to talk about. Ida, do me a favor. Make sure you have your associates call in at 646-787-8064. I gave them the number. I want them to call on in. This is a wonderful Monday, February the 5th, 2024, where we are asking God for a whole lot more. We have some very interesting topics for you today. I promise you, we won't let you down. It's going to be something very, very important. And also, too, while we're on it, I just want to start off with saying this. Do you guys notice how much is raining? It is raining a lot. Some places it's flooding. I don't know if you know, but in San Diego, the last time it rained hard, which was about a week ago, it flooded in San Diego and three people died in their cars. Can you believe that? And I mean, it flooded the freeway, the number 15 freeway going into San Diego. And it was so deep that people were driving in thinking that they could drive out, and they ended up driving in and not ever getting out. They died in their cars. So be very, very careful in this rain. It's going to rain for the rest of the week. Get ready for it. Get your rain gear out. Make sure you check your brakes on your car. Check your tires and make sure they're okay. Don't drive too fast so you won't hydroplane and crash into something or somebody. And take your time, because your life is extremely very, very valuable. And we want to see you in 2024, where we're asking God for a whole lot more. Yeah. Okay, so this is wonderful. I see the phone numbers coming into the studio right now. If you want to call into our show, you dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. Now listen to me very carefully. If you, hey, Archeria Bell, how are you? You're welcome to call in, because I know I'm going to hit a topic that you're going to want to talk about in just a few minutes. But I want to tell you, oh yeah, the outcome of the young lady real quick who went into a Walmart and her baby only had on a diaper. It was 20 degrees outside in Mississippi. She was fully clothed. She had her head wrapped on. She had her fully clothed. But the baby, just the two-year-old baby, had on a diaper. The employees in the store had to bring her some clothes and put on the baby. She got angry. And, of course, somebody called Child Protective Services, and she was arrested on the site. Her two-year-old was taken from her. And the update on her is that she's now taking parenting classes, and she will get her son back, but she has to go through anger management, parenting classes, and you know, once CPS gets your child in protective custody, you know what's going to happen after that. So we're going to leave that story right there. I just wanted to give you an update on what's going on with her. Hopefully she'll be a much, much better mother. What's up, Brother James Hudson? Welcome to the show, all the way from Texas. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. I got some interesting stuff I want to share with you, but I want to, you know, on our show, we always, you know, let's get in our guests. But let's see, I want to dial a number this morning, and I want to call somebody, and you're going to be interested to hear this. This is not going to be, let's see, Now, listen, we call people on the show because, you know, I'm going to call a couple of people on the show this morning. Well, blessings to you too, my brother. Let's see here. Let's get this number in real quick. Let's see, too. And then we're going to get in our co-producers because I want them in on this too. And next week we're going to have a serious show. Every show is serious, but next week we're going to have a special guest, and you ain't going to believe it. But anyway, let's make a phone call. Let's see what's going on. Let's make a phone call on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Constitution rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. All right, it's beautiful. It's wonderful. You're on Eddie Jones. Let's see if we're going to get this call answered here. And if not, we'll just make another phone call. So far, okay, well, we're gonna call that number back. We're gonna call that number back. So with that being said, let's go on and get in our executive team, okay? A co-producer, Clarence M. Allen. Welcome to the show, Brother Clarence M. Allen. How are you this morning? Good morning, Brother Clarence. Are you there?
Good morning, Pastor Eddie. Good morning to all the panelists who are coming on later in the show. especially good morning to all our wonderful listeners throughout this nation and around the world. Once again, we have tuned in to the world's greatest Monday morning radio show, the Eddie Justice Jones radio show. Pastor Eddie, I just want to thank you. I give God all the glory for having this show once again, this spectacular Monday morning, February 5th, 2024.
Yes. Amen. Praise God. Let's get in our co-producer. Thank you, Brother Clarence. Welcome to the show, Vera. How are you this morning? Welcome, welcome, welcome. How are you?
Good morning, Eddie. Good morning to the co-host and all the listeners. I am doing wonderful on this rainy day.
Amen. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Welcome.
Good morning, Vera.
And let's get in Professor Reams. Good morning, Professor. Good morning, Professor Reams. How are you this morning? Welcome, welcome, Professor Reams. How are you?
Good morning, Pastor Jones, and good morning to everyone to the best Block Talk radio program on Monday. So let's sit back and become comfortable as we talk about the issues and topics and our opinions, but also the glory of God and how he continues to bless us. So good morning to the regulator. Good morning to Dr. Grandy V, and good morning to everyone, the listeners and also our guests.
Amen.
Good
morning. Good
morning.
Professor Reams, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Grady B.
Good morning, everybody. Okay. All right. We got a caller calling into the show. Let's see. Caller in the 323-948 area code. Are you there? Good morning, caller in the 323-948 area code. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Dad. Good morning.
Delana. Everybody say good morning.
Dr. Grady B. Good morning to Clarence, our regulator. Good morning to Professor Reams. I miss you guys all so much. Happy Monday, everybody. Praise to everyone on Facebook and to in the midst, Pastor Ramsey. God bless you. Chief Parker Curry, shout out to you. And Cousin V, I love you so much. Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Everybody say good morning to Talana.
Talana Jones, good morning.
Good morning, Talana. Words of wisdom.
Okay, now, all right, you know, this is Black History Month, and this is the beginning of Black History Month. Today is February the 5th, 2024, and I just want to shout out a couple of people that I will always remember, never to forget. One of those wonderful people played an iconic role as Mrs. Jane Pittman, none other than, now this movie came out in 1974 on Channel 2 CBS, and when they produced this movie about the history and the story of Jane Pittman, it was amazing because Cicely Tyson played that role. Now in Cicely Tyson's lifetime, she played a lot of African-American famous women roles, and she will go down in history as one of the greatest actresses, African-American actresses to ever get in front of the screen. Who could not remember Cicely Tyson? She played in so many good movies. Cicely Tyson, December 1924 to January 28, 2021, was an American actress known for her portrayal of strong African-American women. Tyson received various awards, including 3 Emmy Awards, 1 Screen Actors Guild Award, a Tony Award, an Honorable Academy Award, and a Peabody Award in her historical acting career. We want to give a hand to none other than the most wonderful, beautiful Cicely Tyson. I don't want to stop there. I just... Now, I know you guys already know this, but I want to give a shout out to President Barack Obama. Not only did he serve one term, but he served 2 terms as President of the United States of America. Now, people say that Barack Obama was the first black president. He was not the first black president. There were 5 Negro presidents of the United States. There was President Harding, President Jefferson, President Jackson, and President Lincoln. Oh yeah, they were mixed, but they were black, because 1 ounce of black, you're black. Okay, so that's the real deal Holyfield right there. Now I want to go I want to go here to some history. I want to give you, let's not forget, since this is Black History Month, let's not forget George Washington Carver. George Washington Carver, better known as the Peanut Man, was the inventor and responsible for redeveloping the Southern crop industry after the Civil War. His discoveries with plantings of peanuts, sweet potatoes, soybeans changed the Southern crop industry. So he saved the whole United States of America, because what he was doing with the peanut wasn't being done by anybody. What he did with the sweet potato and the soybean was not being done by any human being on earth, but none other than George Washington Carver. I want to go right here because I want to just shout out Benjamin Banneker. Now remember, never to forget Benjamin Banneker. If you don't know his history, his legacy, Benjamin Banneker was so revered for his knowledge of astronomy, mathematics, and scientific instruments that in 1791 he was asked to help produce the first ever survey map of the District of Columbia. These are African American Black people who have contributed amazing, justifying things to America. So let's not forget. And then I want to shout out one more woman. This woman was Madam C.J. Walker. Madam C.J. Walker, she invented the hair products, the straightening comb. She was born on December 23rd, 1867. She died May 25th of 1919. She had one daughter, and let me tell you something. In her time, she drove Rolls Royces. She was a billionaire, and a strong billionaire who invented the pressing comb, hair products, hair growth products that was used actually all over the world. And so now I want to go to my co-hosts and co-panelists, and I'm going to ask them, who do they remember in Black history? Since this is Black History Month, let's talk about it. But then after that, we're going to get right into our topic. And our topic will be, and let me just share this with you. Our first topic is illegal immigration part 3. Boy, do I have some stuff to share with you that you're not going to believe. Well, you know, we did part 1, we did part 2. Now, this is part 3. Illegal immigration part 3, hundreds of migrants living inside O'Hara Airport International Terminal 1. Now, you and I know, and I'm just saying a little bit, we cannot live in any terminal. The airport police will come and get us and arrest us and take us away. Let's leave that right there. Just want to get your mind thinking right now, okay? You can look it up for yourself. But I'm going to go to, first let's go to Clarence M. Allen. Clarence M. Allen, name a Black person in history for Black History Month and tell us what they did. Go right ahead.
Yes, I'm actually looking at an article. Name of Minnie Cox, born February 5th, 1869, an African-American teacher and postal administrator. Minnie M. Gettings Cox was one of two daughters born to William and Mary Gettings of Lexington, Mississippi. She graduated from Fisk University and first taught school at the common schools in Lexington. Soon after, married and assisted her husband, Wayne, when he was a principal of the Indiola Colored Public School in 1891. Yeah. President Benjamin Harrison appointed Cox postmistress in Indiola and was reappointed by President William McKinley to become the first Black postmistress of the United States.
Wow. Thank you very much, Brother Clarence. Without further ado, I'm going to go to Professor Reams. What's up, Pastor Ramsey? Call in, Pastor Ramsey. We've been looking for you. Good morning. God bless you. I have some technical difficulties on today, but I'm watching on Facebook. God bless you all. Amen. Amen. All right. Praise God. Stay with us, Pastor Ramsey. We would like to. But without further ado, let's go to Vera Jones. Vera Jones, give us someone that you know about in Black history, and just tell us a little bit about them. And I see you, Cousin B, on live. Thank you, Cousin B. Call on in. Go right ahead, Vera, take the floor.
Well, Eddie, every year I speak on one of my favorite ladies, and you mentioned her, Madam C.J. Walker. We all love her because not only did she help with the black hair care, she made products like shampoo, hair oils. Of course, as we know, she created the hot comb, but it was a way for black women to enhance their beauty, their natural beauty with the hair, beginning from the hair, the glory of a woman. So she was really outstanding. Not only was she a professional businesswoman, she
yes.
is the best, and I enjoy making my own products. That's why I really adore her.
Amen. All right. Cool. Madam C.J. Okay, before I go to Professor Reams, I'm going to go to Talana. Talana, take the floor. Give us someone that you know about in Black history and tell us what they, what was their specialty that they did for Black history. Go right ahead. Talana, are you there? Okay, we are going to go
yes,
to...
Yes, I am back. Can you hear me okay?
Well, we can hear you now, loud and clear. Go right ahead.
Okay. So my homage to Black history today is Maya Angelou. She was an American memorist, a poet, a civil rights activist. She published 7 autobiographies, 3 book essays, and several books of poetry. She was credited for a list of plays, movies, television, and spanning over 50 years.
Wow.
She was born April 4th, 1928 in St. Louis, Maryland, and she passed May 28th, 2014.
Wow.
In Winston-Salem, I think that's North Carolina.
Amen. All right, praise God for Maya Angelou. She was such a prolific speaker. Without further ado, let's go to Professor Reams. Professor Reams, please take the floor. Tell us who you're going to tell us about for Black history and what they did for the United States of America and abroad. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Pastor Jones. And I'm going to talk about two. The first we all know about is the Tuskegee Airmen, of which, defying all thought that African Americans couldn't fly or even handle an airplane, they were able to not only become masters of flying airplanes. They were the ones that protected the American soldiers and other planes from the German Messerschmitt and Luftwaffe, and were called upon by all the other pilots that they preferred to fly with them because they had zero casualties overall. And I had the opportunity to work on the team, which led to the state of California being the second state to honor, to have its own Tuskegee Airmen Day in March. So that in case that many of our fallen soldiers were no longer here, the legacy of the Tuskegee Airmen could be celebrated by the different organizations and alumni groups and Tuskegee Airmen chapters forever. So the Tuskegee Airmen were also, because my father was also fought in World War II in the Navy.
Wow.
The word Antifa has always been a little bit problem because it's anti-fascist. Well, then that means that the United States, Tuskegee Airmen, the Navy, and all of us are anti-fascist. So you hear the word, we are all Antifa. So think about it in that format, that the Tuskegee Airmen led the way on against authoritarian and dictatorships. The second person who was also probably aware of what was going on is Josephine Baker, Agent Josephine
yeah.
Baker. Yeah, so in the situation where we know her as, as the Beyonce of her day, so to give you an idea how big she was also a spy. And And this is what happened. Josephine stared down the German occupation of France to become a master spy, risking her life in service of the French resistance and British service intelligence. While expressing the depth and wholesomeness of her character and loyal friends, she was able to provide intel and work out deals which made and ensured that the war was won. And because of her British handler that was working with it, that British handler happened to know a little guy named Ian Fleming, who created James Bond, who based the spies on Josephine Baker. So with that, I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Oh, that was amazing, man. That was amazing. Now, listen, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. If you want to see me on, well, first of all, let's give a shout-out to Cousin V. She is on Facebook Live. If you want to join us on Facebook Live, everybody say good morning to Cousin V. Good morning, Cousin V.
Cousin V, good morning.
Good morning, Cousin V.
Good morning, Cousin V.
Well, so...
good morning, Cousin V.
Amen. Praise God. It's so good that we're going to get a good sports report. Later, we're going to be talking about the Super Bowl. And I'll tell you who my team is right now. I'm going with California, the San Francisco 49ers. I want them to beat the brakes off of Kansas City. We'll leave that right there for later. Cousin V, you already know. And this is in memory of our Uncle Charles Jones, her dad, who was a California San Francisco 49er fan for life. So this game's going to be a good game. Okay, back to what's going on, y'all. You know what? Don't forget about Black History. Remember, Black History is every single day. It's Monday through Sunday, okay? Every day is Black History in America and around the world. We have attributed things that nobody else could have made without us. I'm not even going to get into the airplane engine and the Chrysler 300 was made by a black man. I could go on and on and on with inventors that have invented things for Black History. Matter of fact, there's so many people the list has over 1,000 African Americans who have created things for America. And so I have the history right here. And I want to bring it up, but it's so much history. It's a long, long list. So we're going to get into that next time. We're going to do that. And it's right here. There it is right there. And it goes on and on. I'm just going to give you a sample. I can't hold it in. I got to tell you, just give you. It's thousands of African-Americans who have invented things in America that a lot of times they didn't get the credit for until they were too late. Like the light bulb from Westinghouse. Okay, like the street light, okay, and a whole bunch of other stuff. And this list is so long, I can't even say it all. List of African American inventors and scientists. And it's so long, it's like, wow. I'm just going to say a few people. Rodney Atkins, 1958, electrical engineer, first African American to serve as a senior vice president at IBM, helped develop IBM ThinkPad, okay. That's just one person. George Alcorn Edward Jr., 1940, physicist, inventor, invented a method of fabricating an image in X-ray. They invented how to get an X-ray on your body. All right, we can go on. Alexander Archie, 1888 to 1958, civil engineer, responsible for the construction of many roads and bridges, including the Whitehurst Freeway, the Tidal Basin Bridge, and an extension of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. The list is long. I'm not going to do them all, but every day, every show that we have, we're going to have some Black history for you, okay? I want to get into our first topic because I couldn't believe it, and I was like, are you serious? But before I do that, let me call a number, and let me just see if we'll get a quick answer. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Meanwhile, while I'm doing that, don't go nowhere. If you want to join us on Jason Ramsey said Alexander Miles invented the opening door elevator. He got his reward on October 11, 1887. Amen. Alexander Miles invented the opening door elevator, and he got his reward and October 11th, 1887. Thank you, Pastor Ramsey. Let's give Pastor Ramsey a hand for that. I'm going to dial a number real quick. Now, if you want to join us on Facebook Live, go to Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook. Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Instagram. Either one. And let's just see if we're going to get an answer here. The talk show. Okay. And the phone's ringing. You want to invite them in for a moment to say something that might be on their heart that they might want to share. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Okay, let's see. Did we get them in? Good morning. Are you there? Okay. Darlene, how are you? Welcome. Good morning, Darlene. Instagram, thank you so much for joining us. Okay, we're going to hang that call up. We're going to hang that call up. Let's see. Cancel that call. Okay, so we called two people. Oh, wait a minute. Okay. Now we called two people on the show, and both of them didn't answer, but that's okay, because I do that randomly. But let me tell you a little bit about what we were going to talk about. One, this young man, I'm not going to say his name because we're going to have him as a guest on our show next week. He worked for a certain store, and in that particular store, they were having like Black History trivia for Black History Month. This particular trivia was on a pinpoint, point, whatever, up on the board. One of the questions was, who named the 14-year-old young man that was hung for whistling at a white woman? I'll tell you, the people in that room went bananas. And there's a couple more questions, and I don't want to elaborate the whole story. However, this story is going to be under investigation. And the African-American who worked at this particular store where they asked these questions, and there's several other things they said that was extremely very racist, biased, and offensive. But I'm going to let the young man. Cynthia Bell, how are you? What's up? Good morning, Cynthia Bell. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And yeah, we know it was Emmett Till, but the way that they asked, it was biased and racist, and they had a couple of questions about lynching blacks. And the African-Americans that were in the room were very offended, so they wrote it all down. They took pictures of it with their phone, and now they're taking it to another level. So watch the news. And you're going to see something on the news about it. And you heard it first on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. You haven't heard this on the news yet. I'm bringing you the news straight up. And so real quick, I just want to go to my colleagues, my co-producers, co-hosts, and ask them how they feel about that real quick. I want to get their opinion. Clarence M. Allen, you heard what I just said. This is a big company. That's all I can say. They're a very big company. They're an everyday company where people go every day to get stuff from their store. What do you think about? Exactly. Darlene Anderson said, why do we have to have them to tell our stories? All right, hold that thought, Darlene. Don't you go anywhere. You should call in 646-787-8064. Somebody from our team, Vera or Clarence, put the number in on Facebook Live, please, or Instagram Live, both platforms. So whoever wants to call in and say something about it, they can. Clarence and Malin, take the floor. What do you think about the job is having a trivia? All of a sudden they bring up who was the black 14-year-old boy that was hung, that was lynched for whistling at a white woman. Well, let's remember, Emmett Till wasn't only lynched. He was castrated. His ear was chopped off. His nose was broken. They did some horrible, horrible things to him. And who would bring this up at a job and have this as a trivia question? Go right ahead, Clarence. What do you think about that? Go ahead. Give us your take on that.
Yes. If we know something, that'd be information that'd be useful. And I believe that young man's name might be Kenny Jr. And he was so small that the device that they put on the head wouldn't fit. And they had to put books up under this young man, if I'm speaking of the right one, because he's not the only black male that was under adult age to be prosecuted or executed in these United States. And so my personal opinion, these are things that's good for us to know, the atrocities that our ancestors went through in this nation, just for this nation to be what it is when it's always pointing a finger at some other country or nation for their atrocities that they commit.
Well, Brother Clarence, let me share one thing with you. We're talking about that's my number. No, Vera, the number to the show, 646.
787.
8064. Oh, no, that's, no. Yeah, 646. Oh, yeah, that is right. Oh, but it's not 818. It's 646. Thank you, Vera. Thank you so much. That is so sweet of you. Brother Clarence, the question was, who was the 14-year-old boy? Now, remember, in this room, it's like 100 white people, maybe 15 black people, and then maybe 30 Hispanics. The question was, the trivia question was, who was the 14-year-old boy that was lynched for whistling at a white woman? And, of course, we know it was Emmett Till. But all the black people in the room got upset, like, why would you make that a trivia question for Black History Month? Why didn't you ask us about an inventor? Christine Williams, hey, one of the great actresses. What a great actress. Thank you for being on our show, Christine Williams. We recognize you for Black History as a wonderful, phenomenal African-American Black female actress that has been in the business for quite some time. Thank you for being on the Eddie Jones. I'm going to give you a hand right now. So when they asked that question, the employees went ballistic. They got their phones out. They started videotaping. And there was another question that was asked. Thank you, Vera. Thank you so much. They asked a couple of more questions that pertained to Black history, but it had to do with lynching. And, one of the questions was, how many slaves were brought from Africa and how many were lynched? It was some kind of question like that. I want to get it right, so I don't want to say it until we get it right. But anyway, it was terrible. It was just terrible. These questions that were asked at this particular company that's going to be on the news in the following week. So, hey, Barbara Hubbard. Welcome, Barbara Hubbard. Great singer. Let's remember Barbara Hubbard, a singer, producer, writer, director of music. She's on our show live, her and Christine. And we want to remember you too, Barbara Hubbard. And she was a guest on our show. There are a lot of African-American black female women that have a tribute. Oh, go right ahead, Brother Clarence. Come on in.
Yes, and you're so correct with Emmett Till. And the young man, although I didn't think of Emmett Till, this other young man who didn't get the notoriety in history like Emmett Till, this young guy named Kenny, T-I-N-N-E-Y Jr. If you Google that, you can read about his story. This is another young man who was executed, was accused of something with just, you know, back in those days, what white folks' word said was bond. They can accuse you of something and a whole town go and burn a whole black family's a house and look for them to kill them and prosecute them. So these atrocities, they are very much well good to know, because we should never forget how some people are. Not everybody, but some people are. But you're so correct. And I didn't think of him until I was thinking of this other young man, that he was so young and small that the device that they executed people with wouldn't sit on his head. They had to set him on books. So, yes, you're so correct. Thank you, Pastor Eddie. Yes, I can't hear him on the phone either.
You're not a human being. You're an animal. No, we're not. The real animals are.
Hello, Eddie? Can you hear me?
Oh, hello, Dr. Granny B. I can't hear my either.
I cannot hear. I had to call back in twice. I'm not sure if Eddie, can you hear me, Eddie? I hear you, Professor Ames.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, he wants you to reply, Vera.
Excuse me? Clarence?
Yes. He can't hear us either because I'm
okay.
Listening on Facebook.
Hello, Professor Rain, are you there?
Well, I'm here on Block Talk.
I'm losing audio, and I can only hear Professor Rain and Clarence.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello, can you hear us now? Can you hear me now, Pastor Eddie? Can't hear you on the phone, Pastor Eddie.
I just sent him a message, so hopefully we will soon.
Yes, he just stated on Facebook that Blog Talk has muted our show because he can't hear us and we can't hear him. So on my other phone, I'm watching on Facebook Live. I can hear him on Facebook.
Maybe vote for Trump. It's going to be even worse than that.
I can hear Professor Reams, I believe.
Yes, hello.
Yes, Blog Talk had ended the show. I called back in.
Yes, it did end the show. And it said thank you, goodbye.
Yeah. So, you know, when we're speaking of certain issues, especially, you know.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?